Okay, every once in a while I get yattering and whatever. So yeah, it's a curious thing because you have the master output, but basically that's set up as if it was the fader on it was cranked, because there is no fader and it's just defaulted to its maximum output. And the only control you have is the individual faders. You know, the mic controls have no gains on them, what have you. It's just a simple little mixer. But yeah, I was kind of going on earlier, would they have used that with strictly a power amp? I wouldn't think so, because if you're metering, I would think you'd want to get your meters fairly even and then have something to control the overall volume of the room, let's say. And to my knowledge, and again, I could be missing something, but I didn't know that Radio Shack produced any kind of power amp with a volume control on it, not something you'd want to be using for DJing anyways. They had some pretty good hi-fi integrated amps and some fantastic receivers. I mean, that if it's the era that I think it is, that was around the time of their 2100 or 2100D, depending on whether you bought it in 80 or 81. I'm talking about a massive receiver with a big wooden case on it, 60, 70 pounds, heavy thing, 120 watts per channel. That was real power back then. Anyway. Certainly would have the power to deliver, but it would seem a waste to already have a receiver and then put a mixer in front of it. So that's sort of a curious thing. I did test it with a power amp and found out that the faders are really touchy. It's definitely as potent as a preamp. And as I say, a little noisy that way. So if you wanted to mix quietly, you'd probably want to set, if you were using a power amp, you'd just set the gains really low. Anyway. Strange. Anyways, I think I'll wrap it up for now. So take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.